Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And you know, also, because if you want to not just hear, but if you want to see what is happening in talk radio today, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com, which is also sponsored by Pro XPN. So I'm hearing a static.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. I was just wondering if I was the only one who was hearing it.
No, you are not the only one. But
we'll just keep
that
going.
Guy with the white beard up in the sky, you are the only one seeing him. So no. Anyway, it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we are going to, we've been talking about, we were talking about Facebook, and we've had a lot of great calls tonight, but we were talking about with Facebook where a guy had, he was engaged, and he ended up, you know, his engagement just fell apart, his relationship with this woman fell apart. And so I'm going to shift gears a little bit here, because in this case, we have a woman complaining that, you know, her marriage is falling apart. This is a full marriage now, not just an engagement, but it comes with a different reason. It doesn't have anything really to do with Facebook. This has to do with, oddly enough, because a lot of people would say, well, you know what, that guy should have gotten off Facebook. He should have been out there, you know, maybe playing golf, or he should have been out there doing quote-unquote real things, whatever that means. And anyway, this is an interesting, it's from Slate, and it's from one of their, you know, one of their columns called Dear Prudence. And it's, my husband achieved professional success and wealth early in life. His work involved long
That's
hours.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's great. His work involved long hours, lots of stress, and by his 30s, he decided that he wanted out. So this guy's in his 30s.
Like the dot-com bubble or something like that?
Yeah, probably something like that, or yeah. A modern rendition to some degree of this. And his accumulated wealth could easily support our lifestyle indefinitely. So this whole thing is the wife writing into Prudence here.
So is Dear Prudence? I'm not exactly sure what I'm dealing with here. Is this like a Dear Abby kind of situation?
Yes, it's like that, where you write in, you know, or kind of a Dan Savage thing where you get in touch with them and, you know, tell them your problems and they try to give you an answer to them. Anyway, so he retired about 18 months ago. So this guy's in his 30s, shortly after the birth of our first child. He has not found anything to do in that time. And an exclamation point here. You know, she's complaining. She's yelling. He hasn't found anything to do since he retired.
Give him a break. I mean,
really?
He just spent the last however many years working super hard.
Right. Now, maybe people who are listening are thinking, well, okay, he must be ignoring the child. Well, let's read on. We have an excellent nanny, 40 hours a week. Okay, so there's a nanny who's making sure that there is constant attentiveness to this child. And outside those hours, my husband is an extremely involved father. So she's not complaining about how he is as a father.
Okay.
You know, that's very clear. The kid, at least for their what they feel a child needs, is being taken care of. We split the domestic duties roughly 50-50 as before, but now I am the only one working, and he says he shouldn't be penalized by having extra domestic responsibilities. So he spends the week fooling around. That's not what it says, but he spends the week fooling around. Gym, squash, books, movies, etc. So he's going around having a good time.
Gym, squash, books, movies. Already,
right?
He's not going away to trips in the Caribbean.
One could assume that he's coming at home at night because, you know, the nanny's not always there. She's only there 40 hours a week, and she said that when in those off hours, he's there and being very involved. But during the day, you know, he's going out and having a quote unquote high time. It's making me crazy with resentment, especially when I come home from a hard day at work. He tells me I should just quit if I don't like it, and that I shouldn't worry about being dependent because he's set up a trust fund for me and our son. So, I mean, he's covering all the bases here.
Right.
All right. But I also think it sets a bad example for our son to see a father who doesn't have some productive purpose in life. My husband disagrees and says he will be, in quotes, an excellent corrective to the productionist propaganda schools inflict on kids to make them the unquestioning worker bees the economy demands, end quote.
Hmm.
He says he doesn't care if our son grows up to work hard.
So he's a Free Talk Live listener?
He must be. He says he doesn't care if our son grows up to work hard, and that work is a lamentable necessity, and it is only false consciousness to think otherwise.
I like this guy more and more.
She says, this is the end of it, I'm tired of this devolving into a sociological debate. How can we resolve this?
Wow, she doesn't say it, but it sounds kind of implicit that she believes there's some virtue to working hard,
right,
or, quote, being productive.
Right.
And she believes that the things that he's doing are not, quote, productive or meeting her definition of how it's appropriate to spend one's time, which I think is incredibly authoritarian.
Sure. Mark, your thoughts?
I have a sympathy for the woman's point, and it is that I was raised to believe that work is essentially the highest thing one can achieve.
Okay.
Working good. work hard. And the harder you work, your work ethic was the most important thing. Be on time.
Sure.
And these are, really great things to know.
I was taught that myself. Go
if
ahead.
You're working, if you're in the working world, the way to be successful is keep a smile on your face. Be on time, be a little early, and, no task is too small.
Right.
You're there to serve your boss. Now, certainly, I have found atmospheres where that attitude will basically get you used by your bosses and your coworkers.
Right.
I don't stick around there. But it's always been generally a good system for me, is to meet work with a smile on my face and, go about doing it. But I can totally see why, if one made a bunch of money, one's done the work one needs to do.
Well, that's it. I mean, it sounds like
he's on off time now.
Sure,
it's his time.
Sure. She said he put in the long hours. He put in all the crazy work. So I mean, so what if he? Most people work a lot of people work 9 to 5. They do their 40-hour work week, whatever. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe 50. Maybe 60. And then when they get off work, they don't want to do anything. And that's great. I mean, that's fine. Relax. Jeez, you just got off of work. So what if a guy works 80 hours a week and doesn't take weekends off and just keeps pushing? Hasn't he put in the same amount of time, as the person that ends up working, that much for 60 years instead of just 30?
I think that for one, it's really strange to hear a wife complaining about a husband that works not enough.
Right.
Yeah. Some people complain their husband works too much.
Yeah. I mean, in my world, that's what I hear. Admittedly, certainly this conversation gets held elsewhere. The husband that has too much money and too much time, usually people are trading time for money. This guy's already traded whatever time he was going to trade for the money.
Right.
And good for him. I'm not ready to condemn this guy if he's spending the best thing he can do for his child is to spend good quality time with the child.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want to raise a good, productive individual, then that's what you do. I do think that there is a big difference in the attitude of a person who worked for a bunch of money, got a bunch of money, and then sort of retired for a long time, and a person who got a bunch of money and never worked hard for it.
Sure.
I think that his son's going to have a different attitude, and he may very well be essentially raising a prince. And I use that in the most disparaging way I can possibly use it. I'm not a fan of royalty by any means. But if he raises him well, he can raise him well. I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think it's actually rather beautiful that, because I agree, this whole idea of work hard, how many people in the end are so happy that they work so hard? I bet the answer is they're not, probably 80% of the time. Saying, that they're not happy. They probably think to themselves, if they're on their deathbed, saying, gee, I wish I hadn't put so many hours into work.
I don't know. In my family, it was basically people that worked for other people. So they had specific job times. They attacked work with gusto while they were there.
Sure.
I know what you're saying. If you're talking about the person who worked 80 hours a week, mm-hmm. are they going to look back and say, should I have spent more time going to ball games or more time working? Maybe the ball games would be a higher priority at that point.
Sure.
I tend to agree with that. you just got to do what you've got to do inside, you know, the family thing, because you'll enjoy it sort of in memory.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this more, and we'll give we'll read Prudence's response to this, and then we'll have some more thoughts on it. But you're welcome to call in with yours, 855-450-3733.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Did you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or in chains contains banned pesticides and has a high mold content. Seriously, we're proud to partner with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Try a free pound today. You cover shipping. 10% of future purchases benefit our efforts to give the gift of human freedom throughout the world. At least 100 World Vision microfinance loans. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
the next 50 years. Oh, we got a little music. I guess we're back.
I think we're back.
What's going on?
We are back. Yes, I'm told we are back.
Welcome, Radio Land.
Hello, Radio Land. Hello, world. This is live Sunday night radio, and you can't beat it. anyway, you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733, but we're reading Prudence's response to this woman who's complaining about her young, rich husband that has made his way in life, and now all he wants to do is have a good time.
Yeah,
but, first, but before we do...
Yeah, you can help Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. Now, hoodies are these items of apparel that were made popular by Trayvon Martin. Apparently, they're not bulletproof. Go to Bitcoin Not Bombs and pre-order a t-shirt or hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. Now, you may need to go to infidelbodyarmor.com in order to make them bulletproof. We do have that option for you. they're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get them printed up and distributed in time for the holidays. If you want to give it as a gift, you can make two people warm this winter because you can buy one for yourself and then it's priced to give one to somebody in need. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing for Bitcoin. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. BitcoinNotBombs.com.
Sweet. You know, I actually got one of those last week during the show because your ad reminded me.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic thing.
They're a great organization. We love Bitcoin Not Bombs.
Absolutely. And if you're a rich, young husband, you know, looking to do something with money, Bitcoin's up.
Yeah. Bitcoin Not Bombs.
Bitcoin millionaire.
And also email me, Brian, at freetalklive.com. Let's set you up with an ad. But no. So anyway, here's Prudence responding, you know, saying, wow, oh, gee, I wish I had this problem. But anyway, she goes on. First of all, whatever your husband did for a living, he must have been pretty good at it if he can finance the next 50 years of high-end hanging out without ever having to earn another cent. Having worked like a demon to accumulate this pile, your husband is entitled to feel he deserves a sabbatical. But while many self-made people do indulge in the luxuries...
Oh, I'm so glad Prudy has given him permission to feel like he can take a break. I don't think he needs anyone's permission.
Well, he doesn't need the permission, but the wife does need the...
He needs to be reminded that he has the...
The reality is that it's a logical fallacy to suggest that you need more people to say what is true is true. But we live in a world full of logical fallacies, and people believe that their opinion is right or wrong based on agreement with that opinion. So if I had an opinion and you had a contrary opinion and Brian then steps in the middle and he agrees with one or the other, it's either said or the unsaid. See? there are two out of three people in this room that believe one thing, that thing must be true. And
Brian
it's not
agrees
true.
With me.
It probably does. I've seen that happen.
Yes, I do.
And, don't worry, I've got the strength of two within me.
All right, we'll go on. I'm stuck here now. Okay, so I'm just going to read. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go by the script. But while many self-made people do indulge in the luxuries great wealth brings, often they continue to be driven to make a mark, not Mark Edge. But thus, Michael Bloomberg becomes mayor of New York.
I need a Jack.
I can understand that it would be irritating to have a life partner who, while still in his 30s, contemplates the rest of life as one long Margaritaville. More irritating would be marrying the
consummate... It doesn't sound like he's drinking. She didn't even say drinks.
No.
So he's like, going to the gym.
She would have definitely said that if he did.
Yes.
You get the impression she certainly would if he was overdoing it.
Oh, the horror. He's going to the gym and working out and playing squash.
Exactly.
He's playing squash and working out. This is a great thing for him to be doing.
Sure. Now this line here bothers me. More irritating, and this is Prudence talking, more irritating would be marrying the consummate capitalist who now spouts Marxist prattle. Okay, come on. What about the idea of telling people that, you know, this is one of my problems with the word capitalist, is that I think maybe there is the connotation within that word that says, yeah, work, 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 and somehow that is the epitome of happiness. No, it is not.
Well, maybe a capitalist says to somebody else, work, 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 you know?
Right, that's true.
But well, maybe what's really at issue is that the person that she married, they were both workaholics. And then suddenly he retired, and now he's not a workaholic, and
right.
She still is.
I had a girlfriend, and it was a pretty serious relationship, and she was upset when I bought a new car because we had both had Honda Accords. This was in some way important to her, was that we had the same make and model of car. Now, I can kind of see some relation there that if you, willingly picked... You both willingly picked the same kind of car that maybe you would share some kind of similar values. But
a Honda?
Well, I mean, it's a...
Sorry, baby, I had to crash that Honda.
It's a good car. It's very reliable.
Indeed.
It's true.
My first car was a Honda Accord, too. It's
no
also
doubt.
One of the most common cars.
That is, that's something that would be appeal to me. It's certainly a personality trait that I like something about Honda Accords. But I bought a 76 Eldorado convertible. A little flashy, perhaps.
Perhaps.
This was back when getting 8 miles to the gallon was not a huge financial burden.
855-450-3733.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is unveilingthem.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jack now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can get it here, 855-450-3733. Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark?
Well, I wanted to talk about blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is a free online Bitcoin wallet. If you've been hearing about Bitcoins, you're going to need a wallet to store your Bitcoins.
Absolutely.
It's probably, you know, they're gaining in popularity. It's beginning to look like they're in the adoption phase.
They're above $500 right now.
They're above $500 per Bitcoin, and you know that's some kind of some kind of marker for somebody. And just the more and more popular they get, the more likely adoption on some scale is going to occur. And you're probably going to want to know about this technology sooner rather than later. I mean, ask yourself, when did you find out about the internet? Could you know more? Could you be more if you had found out about the internet earlier? This is a technology that it looks like it's going to achieve some level of adoption. You probably should start now learning about it, because the people who learn more now are going to be better off than the people who learn about it later.
And it's not too late. I think there are lots of people I hear saying, oh, it's too late to get into Bitcoin.
By no means is it too late.
No, you could buy $5 worth of Bitcoin. You could buy $10 worth of Bitcoin.
Sure. Yeah, and then that $5 can turn into who knows what in no time.
Yeah, you can get less than it's less than $40, is at least it was recently. Cashintocoins.com had no fee on any purchase less than $40. So you can get less than $40 worth of Bitcoins, put it in a Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info, and begin, you know, sending, receiving, buying, and selling with Bitcoin, and just using this new interesting technology. Because first, you're just going to have to use it. You're going to have to fiddle with it a little bit. So there you go. Blockchain.info for the best online wallet.
Yeah, I agree. It is the best online wallet out there today, no doubt about it.
If Brian says it, I'm comfortable in saying it, too.
There you go. Now, we were talking about, this is a letter sent in by a wife to Dear Prudence at Slate, and she was complaining that her husband is now in his 30s, and he's made his millions through hard work, and now he is pretty much, in her terms, lollygagging, essentially. He's going out having a good time, and she feels that he's, you know, going to be a bad representative for perhaps what a man should be to her son, to their son. And he's certainly being attentive to the child. You know, no problem there. She admits to that. He's not going out drinking. He's not doing anything actually like personally harmful to himself.
Yeah, there's obviously something going on there. I mean, I just can't. I know I keep harping on this, but I can't get past it. Like, there's no logical reason why he, quote, should be working. Like, he doesn't need to work. He's got all of his money all set for the rest of his life. He's got money for her and for their son. He's, you know, he doesn't need to work, but she wants him to work. So why does she want him to work? Clearly, there's something going on for her that's not about the money. It's about some value that she places on just working for the sake of being busy.
Well, you know, I got to wonder how much peer pressure she's getting from her friends in saying, you know, wow, doesn't your husband do anything? You know, like, doesn't, and I mean, I kind of picture that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know to what strata essentially, you know, not that I like to talk that way, but what strata they were in before, you know, he got to where that they were set for life essentially. And I don't know, I guess maybe that's where it's so unbelievable that someone, you know, can't or doesn't have to do hard work to, I mean, maybe it's just a psychological thing that you can't, you know, you just can't get over the fact that, no, there's no way that people can possibly be set for life. This is not how I was raised. This is not the life that I grew up in. And so she just thinks that, well, you know, this is dangerous. Like, maybe she's worried that somehow, you know, due to inflation, that it won't be enough money, you know, that he's set up. But of course, I assume, you know, if he's made it this far, obviously an intelligent guy, he has set up, you know, certain means that would combat inflation. You know, so I can't see that. And, you know, and I want to say, I mean, I'm going to phrase it in this way. I know a guy who was in his 20s who played a lot of video games. Okay. Uh-huh. And he had already he'd already got himself pretty well set, you know, in life. And he got, you know, he got married, and the family would go out. He they could go spend whatever the heck they wanted to spend. He didn't care. And the family would come home, kids would come home, the mother-in-law, the wife, everybody would come home. And instantly, if they caught him when he got home playing video games,
that was a big deal.
It was a screaming match. Because what are you doing? There was no, the money was fine. There was plenty of money to go around. That wasn't even an issue. And it was just, it turned into this, you know, what are you doing? How dare you just sit there and play? So you know what? Some people thought this story, when I heard about this story, some people that I shared it with, they thought, they're like, oh no, it's a joke. And I said, no, you know what? I know that there are at least people out there in this world that would really react this way. And that's the only thing I could kind of figure is that somehow just like the person can't get over the psychological, hurdle that, you can get to a point and you can get to a point early on in life, 20s, 30s, whatever, where they don't have to worry. You know, you don't have to worry. It's okay. Everything's all set. But anyway, I could read a little bit more of Prudence's response. She pretty much said, she thought that it was irritating that this guy isn't, he gets where he is by working really hard, but then he starts saying, look, no, you don't have to work. You know, and I don't think that's a contradiction. I think that's a guy realizing, hey, what's good in life is not work and money. What's good in life is maybe connecting with people, which is what I imagine he's doing by the activities that were listed.
Maybe he doesn't want to connect with this wife.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's
sounds like it's a big problem. Well, I lost. Oh no, I don't think there's anything illogical about what he's saying at all.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's spot on.
He said work is a unfortunate necessity or something like that, and that's exactly how he's treated it. He worked until he didn't have to anymore, and once he didn't have to, he stopped.
Yeah, and I think that to some extent, work is it's a funny term. Doing something productive that you enjoy, is that work or isn't it? And it doesn't sound like in this guy's world it is. It sounds right. Like he did a lot of work at something he would have rather not done, and that takes that takes a lot out of a person. Some people do it for a lifetime. Thank God for our great grandparents who did these kind of things, but. The fact is, there's a lot more options now. Maybe he'll go on to be a semi-pro squash player.
Sure.
If he gets plenty of time to do those things. But, it's going to take practice, and he's going to have to, dedicate himself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and this is something people have to get over. Like, even like video games, there's video game players out there now. They're doing a million a year. Playing video games.
I'm not familiar with this. Tell me about these video games.
There's the MLG, which is Major League Gaming.
Okay.
There's a few other organizations, too, but that's kind of the big one. Or you have Valve, which we've talked about on the show before with Steam. They make the gaming platform Steam.
Okay.
Steam has a game called Dota 2. I'm a big fan of the game. And they hold what's called the International every year in August. And there's a $2 million prize. At it for that. With other games, there's games where there's $1 million prize. There's people, and not even that, doesn't even have to be millions of dollars. There's little tournaments where people just pony up all together.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and there's guys, they connect, over the internet or with Xbox Live or whatever, and they have their set rules, and man, you can make a living playing video games today. There's no doubt about it. And people do. So, but again, I think that's another psychological hurdle where people would just like say, well, all he does is play video games.
Right.
And they even doesn't matter if, you're in this gorgeous house and everything's paid for. They're just going to say to themselves, he just plays video games. And I wonder, do you have any thoughts on what is the core of that?
Religion.
If that's true.
Religion? It's religion.
What? Go ahead. Tie this one
Puritanism.
In.
Oh, Puritanism, sure. Yeah.
Right. It's idle hands are the devil's work, or what devil's whatever. I don't know the exact same.
Idle hands do the devil's work.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. To me, it's just, I think it's resentment is what I hear. I hear people resenting.
Yeah. Oh, I work hard. Too.
But that's right. Weird because, but he's told her she doesn't have to.
This is the wife. The wife specifically
right.
doesn't. She's got a penchant for, working or whatever. And look, I may if I was wealthy, you know, able to just, you know, retire or whatever, I may very well work too. One of the things I wanted to do on Free Talk Live, can't afford it because I've got to sell ads for Free Talk Live, is I want to get a job sort of out in the community, maybe serving people coffee or something in the morning so I can talk to people and kind of get a feel for what's going on in the world.
Sure. Your thoughts, call in 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor them, with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the final moments of the live Sunday night edition. It is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, you had a story that I wanted to get into. We've been all across the board here tonight, well, as we usually are, and I love that. But we talked about Facebook. We talked about, unbelievably, a wife complaining about her husband being young and rich, making a life for himself, and then pretty much enjoying life after the fact, which is just, you know, where that makes sense in the world, I don't know. But anyway, but Mark, you had a story about facial recognition technology. What's going on with that?
Well, first I want to remind people that this holiday season, please do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. There you can access Amazon or Newegg, and we'll get a little bit of credit if you use the links. When you go there to shop.freetalklive.com, get the link for your country for Amazon, bookmark it, and always use that to go to Amazon, because that little percentage adds up to a great check for Free Talk Live on a monthly basis. You know, the fact is that that's what we do around here. We get paid for doing Free Talk Live, and if you want the show to be, frankly, a, you know, premier level show, we need to get paid to do it, because otherwise we have to do other things with our time to feed our families and do those things. So, you know, there you go.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps.
Shop.freetalklive.com. This one's from techdirt.com, and it's, to some extent, it's the implications of this that are disturb me more than anything. Facial recognition software that returns incorrect results 20% of the time is good enough for the FBI. So they say here, when deploying technology that has the potential to put actual human beings behind bars, what should be the acceptable margin of error? Most human beings, especially those who haven't committed any crime due to their natural aversions to being housed with actual criminals, would prefer, as if they had a choice, this number to be close to zero as humanly possible and technologically possible. The FBI, on the other hand, which possesses the technology and power to nudge people towards years of imprisonment, more so than any other policing agency in the world, frankly. Well, I guess that's probably not true if you're talking about like North Korea or something like that. But, you know, more than, say, Interpol or or your local police in the United States. Apparently feels that 1 in 5 chance of bagging the wrong man or woman is no reason to hold off the implementation of facial recognition software. So the last story I read on facial recognition software, and it was here on Free Talk Live, you know, back when we were in Florida still, so prior to Labor Day of 2006.
Wow.
So it's been some time.
Yeah, that's a long time.
They basically, facial recognition software didn't work. But I knew it was going to work. And now facial recognition software works 80% of the time, apparently.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah, that is really good. I mean, as far as like if you were trying to prove any other technology, you know, we're not talking about laws or governments here, but I mean just straight up like raw technology that you were trying to prove worked, 80% is way above, you know, the level that you need to say that, okay, let's start implementing this.
Yeah, and I don't know what one can do to throw off facial recognition software, but it's kind of disturbing.
You know, there are lots of Facebook photos that come up of like these nasty old female politicians, and it'll say, do you want to tag Stephanie Murphy over the face? And there was also a picture that somebody posted, our friend George Mandrick from George's Famous Baklava.
Yes.
There was a picture of somebody's girlfriend where she was making a funny face. Somebody who I didn't know their girlfriend, but it was a picture of her. She was making a funny face, and you would hover over it, and it would say, do you want to tag George Mandrick? So Facebook, I assume they use the most up-to-date algorithms for facial recognition.
Yeah,
they,
I don't know.
Don't get it right in some pretty important.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is for video, and video gives an opportunity to get more points on a picture than picture would.
Yeah, there isn't depth in the Facebook algorithm, so that'd be different. Like, yeah, because another funny story is like Luther, who was used to be a co-host on this show. I posted a picture of Jesus holding a gun, and they thought it was Luther. And, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. But, again, the difference here, like Mark said, is that
because Luther doesn't hold a gun either.
No. The difference is that, you know, that there's depth when you have video and what this facial recognition software is being used for. So now, I mean, are there things you can do to thwart it? Yeah, some people have talked about how you can shave your eyebrows funny and essentially use the same ideas like how the angles on a F-117
Stealth
Fighter. Yeah, right.
Shave my eyebrows funny. Walk around like that.
Yeah, but if you do that, somehow that thwarts off the, you know, the recognition software growing these crazy beards, which I think may be I'm hoping that's the reason why in the Liberty Movement it seems like a lot of the men are growing beards.
I think
really
beards are just hip these days.
Maybe that's what it is.
And
I don't know.
Some guys can really pull off a beard.
They can.
They you know, like it's a full, looks good beard.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of beards generally. What comes back to me is my boss at the first radio station I worked for. He worked for Gene Autry, who had some radio stations, and Gene Autry said to him, "You wouldn't get brain surgery by a man with a beard, so you're not going to be a salesman at my radio station if you have a beard." And then he told that to me. And for me, that's enough. Like, I just don't, I don't grow beards, because whatever, you know, I mean, business owners tend to be a very conservative lot because they're spending a lot of money when it comes to advertising. So, you know, whatever. Plus, beard, just not for me. I can't grow an epic beard like the rest of these guys do, but they're becoming very popular. Not my thing.
Sure. Now, certainly, I mean, something to what you said, Stephanie, I mean, the database that this facial recognition software will use, at least on a government level, will use like Bing's software, which is actually what Facebook uses. They use Microsoft software for that, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
That could have changed recently. Or they may even use Google's software to add into that database to make it all the more better, all the quicker at recognizing who and what you are. So, you know, posting pictures on Facebook, you know, maybe that's an issue. You know, I mean, if you're concerned about your privacy, you know, take it in mind that this is going to get loaded into databases designed for facial recognition.
And to me, I think that the biggest, for me, what's most disturbing is that governments love information. They've always loved information. Take a look at the
Romans. They don't love knowledge. They love information.
They love information. The Romans kept records. You can see there's the cuneiform out there. The fact is that all throughout history, governments have loved information.
That's true.
And they want information on everything about everybody.
Yeah, this is, you know, real quick, I mean, this isn't new because you take, you know, it was law in Greece that every ship that came to Alexander's empire, way back when, they had to turn over their books to be copied, and those were put into the Library of Alexandria.
Mm.
So it was law that, yes, you had to hand over your books. We wanted a copy. So this idea that, hey, you know, governments used to not care. There used to be privacy. No, they care. They've always cared.
And what they want to do is they just basically want to put a database together, I would imagine, at some point, of just everybody's movements all the time. If they can facially recognize who you are on a camera, there's just going to be enough cameras around at some point. Take a look. London's got more than a million closed circuit TV cameras. They can say where you're going all the time. Okay, and then they goes this time they do coffee here. Sometimes he goes to get a bagel there. Whatever, they're gonna know, and that's creepy.
To stay in the house all the time.
It is, or we can all wear burkas. You know, I wonder if the war against Islam is just because, look, we can't control these people.
It could be. Veils really could come back.
Yeah.
With facial recognition software, currently some people are growing crazy mustaches to throw off facial recognition software.
I would love nothing more than for cloaks to come back in fashion. the full hooded cloak. If I could go around with a cape, I would be so happy.
I bet a gal coming back from the...
nothing's stopping you, Brian.
You're right. I'm going to buy one.
The Bitcoin 2013 conference, who was wearing an elven cloak with an elven pin on it that I'd seen before.
It.
And I asked her, "You coming from the Comic-Con?" And she said, "No. I just love wearing elven cloaks."
Brava! Good for her.
I said, "That's awesome."
That is. No,
that's all I said.
That's great. So, yeah, maybe that's what it takes. Everybody, you know, just really be yourself for once, and we can thwart all of this, you know, government surveillance.
You know, I would rather the government not surveil us and we didn't have to wear cloaks, personally.
I want the cloak.
It's going to get pretty hot in the summer with
you can wear
on.
A cloak, man. I'm just not interested in doing it myself. I want to be able to run around in a Speedo. That's what I'm looking for.
All right, granted, I want to run around naked, but you know, now I wonder what that would cost.
You can't have both. You're just a flasher, dude.
Just open my cloak and then, anyway. Wow. How about you, Stephanie? What would you like to be wearing?
No comment. I think I'm just going to stay in my house. That's what I mostly do anyway.
I hate that they're spending this kind of time, hunting down their own citizens. It's been great with you here on Free Talk Live.
That it has. It's been Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, feel free. We're 7 days a week. Tune in and call in when you want. 855-450-3733. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you love coffee as much as I love coffee? Here's a delicious way to drink the best of the best coffee and make a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox Coffee. And you can try a pound for free. All you do is cover shipping. It's organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade. 10% of future purchases help our efforts to give the gift of human freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.